In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, what took you so long?
I got lost.
Huh?
I got lost inside the mind of a genius.
What?
Can you imagine being at the center of 16 billion Da Vinci paintings through AI? It's like seeing what's inside Da Vinci's mind. The paintings are around you and above you and right through you. Oh, I can't explain it. The whole experience is trippy and wild and seriously amazing. You have to see it for yourself.
Check out BGC Immersive Presents Wisdom of Da Vinci, a celebration of art, light, and technology. Get lost inside the mind of a genius. Use the code EAVESDROP150 to get a special discount when booking your tickets at bgcimmersive.com.
Ano man?
Jelly, anong ginagawa mo?
Tinatry ko ipasok dun sa tenga.
Ang alin?
May piercings kasi. Ano, pakita ko lang yung mga bago kong piercing.
Wow,
I have
dude.
One here and I have one inside.
Masakit, dude.
Masarap.
Ay, masarap na masakit.
Ay, and you know this is gonna end up there somewhere.
Hoy.
Ikaw nga, Jelly. Oo.
Nagbibingi-bingihan.
Pretending to fix your earphone.
Okay.
Ikaw
well,
nga.
Then I'll just go right into it. Hi, welcome back, Eaves Gang. This is, you've got the Eavesdrop podcast coming in fresh for another week. Locking in 4 episodes this month. Are you guys proud of us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. My name is Jelly. You've got Delamar. There's Monica Francesca and Jude Rocha for you this week. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. Exactly what? You'll find out. Kasi kami hindi rin namin alam. But welcome. Welcome to this episode.
Per usual, as per usual. Okay. No, but we do have to talk about what's happening around Metro Manila this holiday season. A lot of happenings. One of which is something that we actually invited some of our listeners to go check out. It's called BGC Immersive. Okay. It's running till December 10 in BGC, right?
And right now what they're showing is the Wisdom of Da Vinci.
Wow.
So it's at One Bonifacio, the top floor. You'll see signs all around showing you where BGC Immersive is. But right now what they're showing is the Wisdom of Da Vinci. Let's just tell you about the BGC Immersive. I have seen only a portion of it and it's not even the Da Vinci. I was there for an event.
Mm-hmm.
So I just know visually it is quite the spectacle. All the light, like if you're somebody who just wants to have something for Instagram, Instagrammable shots, you will have a lot of fantastic shots in these places. Just to let you know, it's a fusion of 16 billion AI-generated artworks, live music, and trippy light work. I like that, trippy light work. It's a multi-sensory immersive experience that will delight, confuse, and alter your visual reality. Yeah. Oh, the description is already enticing.
I've been in one of these spaces before, and really, when they say immersive, you're walking through a darkened room, and everywhere around you, 360 degrees is... like, it's like you're in the painting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're stepping in the mind of Da Vinci, but okay, this is how it is.
And stepping into the artwork itself, because that's the point of the immersive. You're immersed in the artwork. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, you got to set aside 30 minutes for this escape from the real world and down an exciting, colorful Da Vinci rabbit hole. All right.
So cool. So cool. Ah. So that's happening till December 10, guys. And well, congrats to all our listeners who are able to bag some tickets free courtesy of the Eves gang. So Sana, we saw you there, no? Sana, you saw our white rabbit, Jude Rocha.
White rabbit? But I want to escape. I want to escape. So let's all
don't
go.
We all? Don't That's we all want to escape?
Why don't we need to? Load that statement, you know.
Okay, but if you didn't win any of the tickets via eavesdrop, well, get your tickets at www.bgcimmersive.com.
Oh, and if
we have a promo code.
Yes.
Okay, what's the promo code?
Yes, if you use our promo code, you get a discount, and we always want discounts, right? So use the promo code eavesdrop150. Okay. So all caps, uppercase, no spaces, just eavesdrop150. That's eavesdrop150. Use that and enjoy the discount. Go as a group. I think this is something that would be fun as a group as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get the whole gang together and then go there. And if you do, please tag us. We'd love to see how you guys enjoyed the BGC Immersive.
That would be cameraman guy. There has to be one person in your barkad that's good with taking photos, okay?
Kasama sa picture.
Hindi, kasama siya. But when you try to take the photo of them, it's so palpak. It's like they take such good photos of you. Like, I take good photos of Al and David all the time. And then when I ask him, can you take my photo? And then I see it. I'm like, ew, that's not my angle. What's wrong? So, suffice to say, I'm not going to ask Al to take my photo at the BGC Immersive. So, Jude, sama ka na, ha?
Maganda yung mga photo. Kita tayo dun. Kasi masaya yan. Hanggang, ano lang, December the 10th for our
OP!
Ay, sorry. Ano, akala ko understood na yun, guys.
Understood na OP ako? Thanks, Jude Rocha.
Oh, parang ano pala, raw pa rin kahit na ilang taon na siyang nasa. Or raw pa rin kahit na nakailang balik na siya sa inang bayan. Pero masaya and magkita-kita tayo doon kasi Pasko na holidays na ayan na yung traffic So tambay muna tayo doon tapos ano.
Eats.
Can I also just emphasize for the listeners that they better plan this soon because the world of Da Vinci is only until December 10. So you have about 2 weeks to enjoy this. So book this, schedule this right away. And what I heard, it's best to go on a weekday kasi hindi ganun karaming tao. Para you know, you don't have to Photoshop anybody out of your photos. Oh, kasi ngayon labanan talaga pictures eh. Alam mo yun?
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. But you know, if the picture's taken right on my phone, on my Android phone, my cool Samsung.
Did you hear that, Jude?
I can.
What's that?
Oh, snob. I can like delete people in the background. I'm like, oh, this is a nice one. So it looks like it's just me there.
Kaya rin yan.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's okay.
May tutorial niyan.
Oh, I was about to say, meron talaga. I've seen it.
Within the phone, ha? Not an external app.
No, yeah. No. It's just a way to do the setting para blurred lahat ng mga tao. Ikaw lang ang nandun.
Okay, I shall
look for it.
Yeah, iOS versus Android. Always a thing, man. Oh my God.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's only those Android folk that make it a thing.
No. Well, I'm on both sides. I'm straddling both sides.
You're enjoying the best of both worlds.
Anyway. Okay lang naman yun, diba? Enjoying the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? If you can. Donya levels, eh. So.
Ay, okay. I'm tired na.
Bakit guys? Ako,
end of the episode na.
Are you fresh? Are you, ano?
Oh, fresh na fresh ako. Mga, I slept in only to realize. Ganun na pala ang labanan dito sa podcast na to, biglaan.
Anong biglaan? You said it last week.
I did? That okay.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
you did.
We agreed on the calendar.
I may have, and that's not the first time that I, to my defense, I'm just letting this fly, that usually there's a confirmation at least the day before.
Well, basically, so, Jelly.
Nag-shift ang ano. Ang simoy ng hangin dito sa bayan ng mga Eba. Eh, kayo naman ang boss eh. So, kayo masusunod.
Okay, so since the holidays are coming, you know, just around the corner, I have yet to put like any Christmas decor up. But is there one thing that, one, you're looking forward to this holiday season, and maybe two, that you're not looking forward to, that you're dreading? Is that a hard question?
For me, it'll be the first time to spend Christmas here.
Back?
After a few years, couple of years. So if only for that, then with all the attendant distractions, you know, traffic already is pretty much going to ramp up in the next days leading up to Christmas. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Fun for sure. Friends and family abound. Kasama kayo dun, ha? Sana magkita tayo.
Wow!
Sinabi mo yan, Jude, ha? It's on record.
Grabe, no? Pagka episode, sana magkita tayo. Pero pag hindi na on yung record button, parang, bye guys. You won't even ganon, tell us where you are. Na.
You lifted the veil. They don't really like each other. They don't get along.
That's the secret.
They're That's doing it for the money. What money?
What money?
They're doing it for the IP.
How about you, Gels?
I am thinking about it. I'm super last minute always with the shopping. So I'm not looking forward to the lines for gift wrapping. I usually end up having to wrap the gifts myself just the night before. Sobrang crammer talaga. So puyatan levels just to get all the gifts wrapped. I'm not really looking forward to that. But I do love seeing the kids all together, opening all the gifts on Christmas morning. That's such a happy feeling, just seeing them and seeing all the scattered gift wrappers all around. That one I'm looking forward to. I do have to say, after, because my mom is in town and she's here with her partner, and after we took her out, so like I mentioned to you ladies, we brought her to the Dampa. She didn't want to go home yet. She just wanted to drive around. And it was so cute seeing the two of them. So my mom and her partner, who've been, her partner's Canadian, and then my mom showing him around through us. And she just kept going, look around all the lights. You know, she just kept remarking at all the lights. And I was like, ma, I don't want to sound mean, pero wala bang lights sa Canada.
Ang mean mo talaga.
Wala. So apparently, ano ba ang mean? Pero meron pa akong disclaimer na I don't mean to be mean. So apparently, where she's from, wala. So it's like a, provincial? I guess it's a province. Yeah, it's the provincial part of Canada. And everything is closed by like 8, 9 p.m. Both of them, even the guy was just like, wow, it's so beautiful. And we were just driving around near the Macapagal area. So Mall of Asia, Solaire, City of Dreams. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to take you to Ayala Triangle. Mm-hmm, I need to bring you to BGC.
Yes. Yeah,
so you can just enjoy all the lights. And then after we dropped them home and we were driving back, Rhoda and I talked about how we appreciate Manila even more now, seeing it with the eyes of somebody who doesn't live here, because we're just appreciating what we actually do have. Like, mm-hmm. It's very festive.
Yes.
Here, especially always during the Christmas season. And I guess it's not the case in other countries.
Because it's caked in snow. That's why. Why put out some light?
That too.
Still.
Snowman, siguro pwede kung matyaga ka. Pero if you're gonna shovel it anyway out of the driveway.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we had Thanksgiving Thursday. And then when we woke up Friday morning, the whole world was white. Aww. Like just everywhere white. And so just looking out the window, the bedroom, sabi ko, ay, ang galing ko na talaga ngayon. I can tell that snow is there without having seen it. Mm. Because when you wake up, madilem usually, madilem, diba? Pero pag may snow na sa ground, mm-hmm. it's actually brighter. Because it reflects the reflection. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting attuned to my environment. And then we went for a drive kanina, like this morning, and the whole Wasatch mountain range was white. Wow. And then we were heading towards the west. The whole mountain range on the west is white. But before, the day before, it was brown. That's how much snow came down within the span of, I think, maybe less than 12 hours. It was crazy. Okay. Yeah.
Exciting.
So, that's exciting. Pero kaya rin ayaw lumabas ng mga tao.
It's cold. They're festive.
It's so cold. It's not even a joke. Like right now, it's -1. Sabi ko kay Fran, I was telling her. -1 at 5 in the afternoon, but the sun is setting. So, with the wind factor, it's -1, but it feels like -4. Eh, ano na ngayon? 8, magna 9 o'clock na. I will not dare open a window right now. Yeah. But our Christmas tree is up. Because that's...
Mabuti ka pa!
Kasi that's the rhythm of the seasons here. After Thanksgiving, talagang it's a race to put your Christmas na talaga.
Is it a real tree?
No, we haven't bought a real tree since we got here. Pero in Manila, kung saan mahirap ng real tree, doon kami real may tree? Real courtesy of SNR.
SNR, mahal-mahal, my golly gosh. I haven't even put my tree up. I haven't even put it down. What am I saying?
Where is it?
Because my tree is like this cute little, my mom found it like on FB Marketplace or something. Like it's a rattan Christmas tree. And then I just put lights and then I put like, what do you call it? Like a rug underneath, like a Christmassy rug. And then there's reindeers that are also lit. Or they can light up, and I just, all I do, and there's a star, so all I do is just plug it in. Ta-da! Christmas tree! So, it's been there in the corner. I didn't pack it away. It's just there. I think my parol is also outside, so. You know.
I see. You're one of those.
I just don't light it up. I don't, yeah, I'm one of those. Yes, Jude. Hindi ko na, I don't plug it in. So once I plug it in, ayan na, Christmas na.
ang dali naman. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Oh, bilis lang yung takbo ng...
I told you, I want to be the Grinch this Christmas. I'm not looking forward to all the social gatherings, though I should, because they mean seeing family. You know, like, okay, so Thanksgiving is always, like, you see it in the movies. It's like this stereotypical, like, there's always family fights or somebody doesn't want to go to Thanksgiving because you see all your relatives. And it's kind of like a loving yet heightened experience that some people just don't like. It's anxiety ridden, you know.
It's trigger town.
It's trigger town. And sometimes Christmas is like that too, kasi parang it's just the overload of social gatherings. It's a lot. So I'm not looking forward to that. Though half of me is, and half because I have like lots of nice fun family things happening this December, but a big part of me is like, oh, if I could just stay home a little away from the world during this Christmas. You know, if I had money, I would not be in Manila. I would want to fly out and not have to deal with stuff here and just be in another country like Japan. See, John Mayer has a concert happening in Japan.
End of the year, right?
End of the year. Three shows or four shows.
Those are sold out probably.
Oh, yes. I checked.
Oh, you checked?
I checked even though I can't go. Baka sakali. But anyway. So like that, I'm dreading that part, but I am looking forward to...
But I am looking forward to.
Forward to. I'm trying to be honest.
Pero yung lahat yung negative, ang bilis eh, no? She was rattling it off.
I'm looking forward to just maybe the culmination of this year, so we can see what happens in 2020.
Para tapos na.
Sige na, please. Please lang, please. I'm looking forward to it ending on a positive note. Not ending in general.
Telemachus. Monica! Because you want to be positive, but your words betray you.
I'm being honest. Okay, so ending on a positive note. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking forward to. And the new and fireworks. Okay, yuna. I found the silver lining. I found it.
Yeah, para kaming tatlo nakatingin lang eh. She'll find her way. It's okay. Just let her go.
Pabayaan mo lang yan.
Okay, I let it out. Thank you.
I'm not looking forward to the whole thing, but really it's because I'm just so tired. I can't even entertain
the
thought of, you know, I saw this post on Instagram and it says something like, you know, you're a grown up when you realize that the Christmas that you enjoyed as a child was really just those grown-ups who wanted to make it special for you.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yung mga taong yon, yun ang mga stressed. Hence Monica like that. Kasi she runs the show. I mean, it's not like you enter Christmas with the attitude of, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? No, right. She's gonna make it happen. So siya, pagpasok pa lang yan ng season, oh my gosh, how am I gonna do all of this for everybody? I know you, girl. I know you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just had to get there in a roundabout way. Thank you very much.
You know what I do miss? I just realized Christmas season, the 13th month pay and the bonus.
From RX, yes.
Kasi wala, we don't get that now since we're not part of a company. We're the ones giving that to our staff.
I know. I don't want to give myself a bonus. I want it from somebody else's money.
Wala ba tayong dividends?
Wala.
Ah, wala. Okay.
Wala. Mahirap na, Jude. At wala nga akong bonus.
I haven't had a salary in 5 years. It's really, you realize how important it is. It was for you, for your, for your sense of, I don't know, power, sense of, you know, your financial capacity. It goes into your psyche. Mm-mm. And then you don't have it. No. After a while, you go, sandali, oo nga, no? Lahat ng hinuhugot mo, walang pumapasok kasi you haven't been earning, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Nalala ko tuloy, sabi ng mami ko, pag may sinuksok, may madudukot. Eh, dukot ako na dukot. Wala naman ako sinuksok. Oh my gosh. So, kailangan na ako magsuksok, in other words. I need to work. That's what I want to do. I want to work.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
It's out there now. Mm-mm.
I want to work. Pwede pa naman akong gumiling-giling. No, I don't know. But I feel like it. Like, oh yeah, I want to be able to go to work. Mm-mm. You know, to have office mates again. That you'll want to hate. Oh, the joy of it. So I look forward to that. Or home business. Pero pag home business, parang walang social aspect, diba? Very minimal. Wala akong
office mates that you end up hating? Kami yun.
Oops. Hindi naman tayo office mates eh. Not anymore. Dati.
Tingnan mo to si Jelly, may insecurities pa rin kahit ngayon, no? ako yata yun eh, sabi.
Hindi naman.
Wala, the past is gone, guys. The past is gone. It's it only is. A concept.
Nako, for some, hindi. Yun lang masasabi ko.
Yung for some, ang pangalan ba nito is Jude Rocha?
Hindi. Buti nga kung ganun. Pero hindi. Meron dyan mga ano. That's all they have.
The past? True, is that what you're saying?
That's all they have.
Nakakasad
no.
lang.
Nakakasad.
Why would you bring a sad thing into this podcast?
Oh, we're all doing so well up until that point. So.
I know. Pero ang yung magnet nung sadness, ano eh. Malakas eh. Man. I don't know what... I think we are hosting Christmas this year again. But I don't know who's coming and who's not. But whatever happens... Basta may kuchinilyo, yun ang gusto ko.
Yes, dude. Can you just put a camera there, like a CCTV cam, so we see their reactions to this dead suckling pig on the table?
I know, pero I mean, the minute they taste the balat, wala na.
I know, right? Game over.
Meat is murder. They're going to embrace that concept.
Tapos sana you can cut it with a platito. Not a knife. Just to show how
tender. How succulent and soft. Oh my gosh, naglalaway ako. Ang tagal ko hindi ko makain ng lechon, ha? Tigil, tumigil nga kayo. Ay, ako pala ang nag-bring up, sorry. Yeah, anyway, so there, Christmas. Yeah, our tree's up. We have three reindeers that we have to put on the lawn. Mm-hmm. Here's a question, because we did have Jack Skellington as our Halloween decor, but remember, the book is A Nightmare Before Christmas,
yes,
so pwede pa rin siya.
Yeah. It fits, dude.
Oo, dapat pala hindi namin tinanggal. mahirap siyang iset up at saka ibaba, kasi ang taas eh, 13 feet.
Is it like an inflatable? Like, is there a fan that's keeping him up?
Oh, what no. It's like a skeleton, like sticks. And then the costume hides it. So it's all metal. But you do have to like nail it down to the ground. Kasi syempre with the wind and then it's 13 feet. Pag kami nahulugan yun, magbabayad kami, diba? Wag naman sana. But yeah. So you're right. Pwede yun, with a reindeer.
Cute.
Oh, that's Christmas, cute. Ano mo na lang, Christmas-fied.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's see what happens. I hate this part.
It's a classic.
No,
which,
no, go
which
ahead.
One?
Go on, Dad.
What do you hate? Who do you
the
hate?
The task. No, the task of putting it up and then, you know, bringing it all down and tucking it away.
That's why
sorry,
I just left it
that's
there.
Why. That's why Monica doesn't even bother no. to.
Just doesn't take it down.
That's why discussions
don't,
in this
just
household.
Don't plug it in. Yeah, it's not
also
are like, are we going to put up the tree or a tree? So
a mini tree.
maybe I like the one that you have, the Filipino. Kasi maganda yun eh. I've seen maganda. Those are beautiful. Those they're not the plastic green mm-mm-mm. ones that we all grew up with so many Christmases, so much so that's imprinted in our brains already. Diba? And then you see these minimal.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Plastic trees.
That's it. That's the one. That's the key. Minimalistic.
And they are so beautiful because local na siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, pwede pala yun. At saka mas maganda. Actually. Pero medyo austere lang if you want to put out. If you want to put out, di ba?
That's right.
Kasi, uh-oh. Yun na nga. Pag malaki bahay mo, dapat malaki rin yung tree na ilalagay mo. Is the thinking.
Yeah.
Generally. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens. I saw.
Sa akin nagpaparinig na si Roda because he always looks forward to Christmas and he really wants decor. So you know how like we've been spending Christmas in LU the last couple of years. So I'd have a Christmas tree up here, and then when it's time to leave for LU, I pack that up, bring it all the way to LU, and then set it up there again.
Whoa!
It's parang sobrang hassle siya, but when I see how it really brightens up the house that we rent in LU, and then when the kids are all gathered, it's worth it naman, and I really enjoy it. Pero this year, I'm hesitant because of Noodle. Noodle just likes to, she loves anything that she sees, she tries to push it off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
So what more with a Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
And she's nagpa-parkour the whole house. like all surfaces. I don't know, but we'll see. Maybe if she's used to it, she won't be bothered, but I'll have to expect her to throw off a couple of balls the first few days. We'll see. Kasi nagpaparinig na si Rode. Maybe when I get a few days off work, I can set that up. Yes, what's up?
Like real life question. So nagpaparinig si Rode na gusto niya ng Christmas decorations. Does he help you?
No.
Or is he's nagpaparinig siya because he's expecting you to do it?
Yeah, always. but also because he knows I really do enjoy it.
Mm.
I enjoy, you know, putting up the Christmas decors. Ano lang siya, it's just having to do it and then knowing that I have to set aside how time. Many hours just to put it all up. But I really do enjoy it. And he knows I do. And if he wasn't pressuring, but if he wasn't mentioning it and then I ended up not doing it, he knows I'll also be sad about the fact that I didn't decorate for Christmas. So okay lang yun.
The tables have turned. The podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, huh?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle. For a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash,
make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
From the airwaves.
Jude and Fran.
To the interwebs.
Not going
to
be anywhere else.
It's a brave new world.
Yeah, right?
A brave new ride.
The ride on Spotify.
Jude Rocha.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Francesca.
It's an upgraded and evolved version of the ride.
Back in command.
We have absolutely no idea what we're doing.
The ride.
Okay, let's go.
Let's roll.
Happy holidays.
You know what I want to do? I want sana, I had no way to do it this year, but I wanted to create like take pictures throughout the year, mm-hmm. and then close to December, you can have them made into ornaments.
Cute.
And so your Christmas tree would be full of all of your moments through of the year.
That is nice.
Right?
That's a nice one.
Oh. That would be nice. Kailan ko kaya gagawin?
Next Christmas.
Next Christmas is siguro.
Or you can still. You still have time.
Wala na. Just go. It's end November. Oh my goodness. I think you need about 6 weeks maybe.
Oh, for them to like.
Yeah. Or maybe less. Maybe siguro 2 weeks. But still, you need time. Tsaka wala. Mm-mm. Sa bagay, marami namang pictures. No? But I'll just do it next time. Yeah.
Christmas. Gastos. Yung naisip.
Actually.
Ayun na kasi yung gumagastos ngayon. And like when we were younger, we were the ones receiving the money, the Mm-mm. gifts.
I know. I miss that.
Oo, di ba yung uuwi ka after the Christmas party, tapos meron kang envelope, tapos may pera. Oh my gosh, ang saya noon. It's a wad of blue.
Diba? Right?
Blue. Oo, tiki 1,000. Ang saya. Namimiss ko tuloy.
Jelly. You got to see Papa P. I knew.
I don't know.
You got to see my Papa P in person. Tell us about it. I really wanted to bring you.
I wanted you to be with me for that. But I was working with a new agency
team?
It was my first time working with them. So I knew that it was Netflix who requested for me.
Yeah.
Because this is my first time working with this agency. And I didn't know how strict they were going to be. I didn't even have a photo with them, just the one on stage. Mm-hmm. They were pretty strict about a lot of things. But while he was on stage and I was looking at, iba talaga siya makatingin.
I'm telling you.
He was like 2 seats away from where I was.
Wait, Jels, you have to tell him the backstory. So Jelly had hosted a press con?
So I hosted the press conference for Replacing Chef Chico, which is the first Filipino original series on Netflix.
Now streaming.
It is directed by Dan Villegas and Derek Antoinette Hadaone. It stars Sam Milby as Chico. He is the chef that's going to be replaced. Alessandra De Rossi is playing Chef Ella, who is the sous chef to Sam Milby, and she's the one who's stepping up to the plate. And then Raymond is Piolo Pascual, who is a business consultant tasked to just watch over Hain, which is the restaurant. Mm-mm. So it was a press conference with the stars and then the directors. My Papa P does not age. Mm-hmm. Talagang my that jawline, my goodness, and the way he looks at you when he's just talking to you. Ang swerte ni Alessandra, cause love talaga siya ni Papa P.
I know. And they're so bagay together. I really like that tandem when they act together and all their projects. Nakakatawa.
Yeah, he's, my God, that man. God took time with him.
No, actually, yes and no, because he takes time to maintain all of that. I know because I see his TikTok videos.
Even before when TikTok was around, ito, true story to, kasi dun sa gym namin dati sa May Ortigas, andun siya. So, ako, dinadaan-daanan ko lang. Pero si Mrs. I go, all he did was check his abs and his kilay in the mirror. So, you think? Because that's your livelihood. So, you take care of your greatest asset. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. So,
yes and yes. Plus, people are always... People are always taking pictures of them, whether they know it or not. So you have to be almost camera ready 24/7, right?
Yeah. How tiring that would be, right? My gosh.
No days off.
Oh, eh.
Kahit na nagbabakasyon sila, andun pa rin tayo kasi nagsishare sila ng ano, yan, TikTok, yung mga nag-aabang dyan. Monica.
Hello! I mean, it's not my fault he tayo, shares it, okay? I mean, he's sharing his workout videos.
Who's he aligned with for the upkeep?
What do you mean?
Bello.
Ah, yes.
Okay,
he's
so...
He's Bello. He's always been Bello.
Yeah, but like, those are just like si Bello touch-ups. Para,
give me the Papa P's best.
Whatever Papa P is getting, I want it.
If you want to be like that, the ano, di ba? And you can afford it.
I guess, but he puts in the work.
No, he does. He really does. Even with his nutrition. Aside from his fitness, his nutrition din talaga. Maalaga talaga siya sa ano, sa sarili. Swerte ni Moy, his assistant.
Si, oh, sa ano naman, sa female side, just to bring it up, si Catherine Bernardo's something else these days with whatever campaign or she's in, what movies, and we just drove by the billboard, the electronic billboard for preview, I think it was, and it was a cover and it was moving. Sabi ko, bago yan ah. High tech na pala dito sa Pinas. Grabe, gumagalaw yung hindi na siya static billboard. And she was, every time I get a glimpse of her, it's something else. It's mapapatingin ka, striking. And
yes,
yeah, I'll have what she's having.
I love her face. Kasi it's... Mm-hmm. Kasi diba how she started? Diba how she started? Everyone was like, bakit siya ang ka-love team ni the Padilla guy? What's the name of that guy?
Daniel
Padilla. Sorry, I'm not... Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm not really... I don't remember. But I remember na hindi siya... You know, people didn't really... They didn't think that she was in his league. But somehow through the years, I mean, her face is amazing. Kahit anong angle. And then whoever touches her face, like be it Denise Ochoa, Juan Sarte, whoever does the makeup, Jella Laurel, they all say they're in love with the face. Kasi kahit yung from underneath, the jaw, yung jaw, ang ano, from the bottom, whatever. Ang ganda talaga niya, kahit anong ano. Diba? Ang ganda ng face.
Ako din, gandang-ganda ako sa kanya.
Yeah.
Yun.
Ay. Yan, meron na tayong ano, for men and women.
Ano lang pala, I just wanted to share then from the press con. Gusto lang iparating ni Sam Milby na that's a character that he's playing. Hindi kasi talaga siya nagmumura in real life, and he had to do so much of it in the show. He wasn't comfortable with it. but it was part of his character. But he just wanted to let people know that please be just be warned. He curses a lot in this one. And for the people that know him, he doesn't even curse. So he just really wanted to spread the word.
Ooh, was his, is it a fiance or
Catriona?
Yeah, was she there?
She was at the red carpet event. Mm. She showed up there, but not for the press conference. The press conference was very intimate. I found it amusing, though, that there were several, I was told that they're like TikTok influencers na talaga lahat sila naka-shades. And what? I was like, I don't even know any of them.
But naka-shades? Lang na talagang, you know. Indoors?
Yeah. And then they were saying, oh, but problemado ka sa shades nila dyan. Naka-shades din naman si Papa P. And I'm like, that's Papa P. It's part of his look, pwede. Pero I was like, okay, well, I guess it was part of their look as well. But that's when I realized there are a lot of supposed celebrities now that I don't even know.
No, because they're not real. I mean, celebrities maybe in their own head and in their own right. Like, you know, it's
in their platform.
On their platform. Yeah. Yes.
When we do our 60s, naka-shades din tayo.
Oh, sige.
And we've done it before. So.
Oh my gosh.
I get it. I feel so uncomfortable. I've done it before, like if I have a headache or if, you know, but I feel so uncomfortable wearing shades indoors. And then I'm talking to people and I'm like, I know they're looking at me with shades. It just feels so weird.
Feels rude, right?
Yeah, yeah, not weird, just rude.
Because you would like to see the eyes of the one talking to you.
Yes.
There's something missing if you're not looking at their eyes. Because you're taking in everything. You know, we think it's just the words, but it's not. It's a lot of things happening when you're talking to someone. So, pag kinocover nila yung eyes nila, you have a feeling, what else are you hiding?
pag ano kasi, kahit nga walang shades, kinakausap ka, nakatingin naman sa cellphone. Nakainis yun, di ba?
Oh, that's annoying. Ooh, yeah.
Can you imagine going on a date and he's like always on his phone looking down? Oh my God.
Yeah. But
I was looking at this Instagram account and I think she's a psychologist and she says, you know, when relationships break up, it's not always because there's no more love. A lot of times, it's because the connection is not there. The love could be there, but the connection. And so she starts to explain the rejection is, it comes in increments, in little things, like your partner is telling you something, and then you look down on your phone to look at something. You know, you don't think that's rejection, really, but it is kind of because they're telling you something. They're trying to connect with you, and then you look down, meaning to say, I'd rather do this than listen to you.
Yeah.
And it happens so often, right? Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, it was a real eye-opener because I'm also finding out that I spend too much time on my phone. Mm. More than ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I have to stop this. Baka mamaya my kids. You know, everyone around you feel rejected because you're always on your phone.
Yeah. Same. I don't know if I made this quent. I went out to like a brunch with a friend of mine. And I noticed she always keeps her phone like, what's that? Face down. Right. Mm. And then beside our conversation, she's like, yeah, you know, I don't like it because when people are on their phone, let's say, we're together, you know, it's a catch up, it's a meetup, it's a brunch, it's a breakfast, whatever. Because I decided to spend some time with you today. We both decided to spend some time with each other today. And why are we going to be on our phone? Right. I'm like, okay. Put my phone away.
She was telling you this while you had your phone on your hand.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she was being passive aggressive. I hope not. But I got it. I'm like, I understand. And then sometimes because we're both busy, we'd be like, okay, wait, you know, I just need to get this. I need to take this just a second. And then So you're right.
That's the least you can do.
Oh. Eva.
I say that to Juliana when I'm on my phone and she's trying to tell me something. I'm like, Baba, hold on. Just give me a minute. Let me just respond to this person so I can give you my full attention. Because I don't like it. And I've seen this, that their kid is talking to them and they're still looking down and they're still typing or whatever. I'm like, no. Just let me finish this so I can devote all my attention to you. So I finish it up. Put it away. I'm like, yes, what were you saying? Or if I really can't, I'm like, Baba, just hold on, because I can't even look at you until I finish this, you know, because I feel like you don't want them looking down at you while you're still, your attention is obviously on the phone. Well, phones are not allowed when we're eating, but we're having conversations. Yung isang tao lang medyo mahirap pagsabihan minsan. Kasi,
Sino kaya?
Tatlo lang kayo.
Grabe, addicted na talaga. I'm like, Dada, can you, is it possible for you to eat without watching something? You know?
Yeah.
Ano, ganun talaga eh. I've been out to dinner on weekends and that's what I noticed is, kunyari couple, magkatabi sila.
Yeah.
And nakaprapa pa yung, nagdala siya ng ano, stand
like
niya.
Stand.
Sabi ko, wow.
Yeah.
Dalawa lang sila. And then last night, same thing. But they were talking about what they were watching naman. So, across each other. So,
but still watching something.
Yeah, but it was an involved dinner for them. So I guess that's the dynamic for those two young, but well, not so young anymore. And then what I pointed out last night over dinner was there was this guy who was with his family, older, siguro senior na yung ano niya, parents niya. And sinabi ko kay Ses na ito yung ayaw ko, yung hawak mo yung fork na nakahang and then yung cellphone mo nakaganyan. So, habang kumaka- so yan, pet peeve ko yan. Sabi ko, para siyang utensil na kasi.
Yes, na, yes. It's part
you're
of your
holding
like,
your yeah. Kulang na lang ispoon mo yung ano mo pasta mo sa with your cell phone, which would be far more acceptable to me because it would have been funny as heck. But it's prevalent. So I had to stop myself last night then because I had to, you know, I was so happy UP won and I had to in lang. UP fight, guys. Nasa finals na tayo.
Yay!
Can we do a PSA? Please do not be crossing roads and then texting or looking at your phone. I see that a lot.
I don't know how that works with some people, man.
It's a skill.
How can you be crossing and texting or watching while crossing the road?
Yeah. Oh my God. More often than not, no? You see this?
So here you see it a lot, Jelly.
Yes. A lot more lately. And I'm like, is it because it's really getting to me? So I'm attracting more of it? Kasi laganap na siya ngayon. That, and I also see a lot of people on their electric scooters with no helmets on.
Hoy.
And I'm like, why are you not wearing helmets?
I have a question about these electric scooters. Hindi mo kailangan ng lisensya, right? I would assume that they're riding this on the open road with no license.
No helmets, no protective gear.
I really hope somebody kind of, you know, spearheads a movement because they should have a license and they should wear a helmet or some kind of protective gear because Al was making me cuenta that there was, he saw on a video that there was an electric scooter. He swerved. Okay, he's on the left lane, swerved to the right. Okay, so syempre, the car here stopped in the lane that he was swerving into, but then he swerved pa some more. He changed another lane, and then a car came and hit him on the rightmost lane.
Kasi dito yan,
hindi
Monica?
Nakita, huh?
Oh.
Dito yan.
Yes, yes.
Sa atin. Wow. Ayun na nga.
Kasi syempre, I'm you're switching lanes that fast.
You're not supposed to swerve.
You're not supposed to swerve. You're so tiny.
And it's not like they have
and
signal lights.
And you're on a scooter. Yeah.
And you're on a scooter. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And you're going fast. So
It's my pet peeve also.
On top of the motorcycles doing that.
Because I think like in New York, for example, they have the bike lanes, right?
Dito rin meron.
Pinagpipili.
They try kasi, here.
Because if you're riding a bike, you don't need a license. Right?
Yeah,
you don't need a license. Bicycle. So okay. A scooter is the same. But a scooter can't be on the same lane as the bigger vehicles.
Correct.
In category, it seems like it should be along with a bicycle. You don't need you don't need a license, but you do need protective gear, and you have to stay in your lane. Kasi in terms of speed, in terms of signal, you don't have those things that communicate to all the other drivers around you what you intend to do. That's what most people don't understand. It's not just you're driving yourself. You're actually also telling everybody, hey, I'm turning left.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm stopping. Hey, I'm turning right. There's a lot of communication going on so that we don't bump into each other. And people who just scoot and they don't have a driver's license, they don't know those things. So kailangan nga maging clear kung saan dapat yung scooter, saan nila yung... like vehicles, the real vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some cities in the U.S. have gone to war against scooters being more in enforcement.
Sa bike here, lang dapat.
Wala, scooter. Wala. Minsan yung mabibilis pa talaga yung mga souped up.
Yes, that's what I'm, you know, they're just not like the random ones that you can go around your
not the slow
neighborhood.
Ones.
Pero medyo bigger, right? But also, if you remember, Mandaluyong Circle, okay? That area, there's a lot of, right now, because I pass it all the time to bring David to school, there's a lot of those tricycle kind of vehicles. Hindi siya trike, pero
e-bike.
Is it an e-bike? But three, parang may rider, and then there's two people in the back.
Yeah.
E-bike by N.
Yeah.
And they're... on the road of Mandaluyong Circle. I'm like, what? You're going like 5 miles per hour here. What the fuck?
Shared the road, Monica.
Whoa. Okay, I do. But, you know. Ay, nakakairit ta. Anyway.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, Jude, may kasalanan ako sa'yo.
What?
Na naman.
Oh my God.
I don't know how the recording's going to be.
That's why wala na siyang echo.
Can we record this?
Did you press record just now?
Oh God. I forgot to change my audio output to the mic. So
he was chatting nga with you. Hala, you're in trouble now.
56 natin to,
minutes in the whole episode.
Patapos na yung episode. Yeah. Jo, your mama's in trouble. Your mama's in trouble. Just kidding. She's not. Calm down.
So you're recording and this is from your...
So in short, props lang pala to. Kasi walang pumapasok dito.
So we record... Okay. What are we recording from?
It's just that, you know how I would switch my audio output. Syempre sinabi ko within the recording.
Sige, okay na yan.
I would usually switch the audio output to the microphone and that so I hear the sound with the earphones. So right now it's just been with the laptop, so I don't know about the quality. If the quality is not as good as it usually is, it's my fault, everyone. And you hear the reason why now. I'm so
that's the reason why there's no more the eavesdrop.
Sabi ni Jude, eto na, pwede ko na itong gamitin.
Eh, oh, sunod-sunod eh. Sunod-sunod, guys.
Oh, and with that, we'll wrap up the show. So if you don't hear from us next week,
guys,
you'll
all
know
we're
why.
Saying is right now we have 4 squares. I don't know how many there will be next week.
Tututuan ko na yung sleep in ko. Sleep in Sunday.
Oh my
gosh. All right. Well, let's go. We'll wrap it up for reals. We'll go check out the audio. Sorry. Sana. Sabi ni Sir Jude.
Tapusin mo na to.
Since huling episode ko na po ito, ako na po mag-wrap up ng episode.
Huwag ka masyado magpaawa.
Victim mentality, Peno. May kasalanan na nga pa-victim pa.
Oo, oh, yung simpatsa na yan. Ako, get you in hot water some more.
Again, I have no idea how the quality of this one's going to be, but if it is different from the usual Jude Rocha output, it is my fault, everyone. Yes, I will have to wrap this baby up. Thank you so much for coming back every single week. We put out 4 this month. We are proud of it. As for if we'll be back next week, it really depends.
But
we appreciate you watching out. If there's a new episode every single time, for Delamar, for Monica Francesca, and the best producer ever.
Wow.
Wait.
He's really getting worse by the minute.
Okay, titigil na talaga.
Really going off the deep end here.
My name is Jelly, and that's it for the Eavesdrop Podcast. See you guys.
That's it for Jelly.
That's it for Jelly.
Bye, Felicia. I mean, bye, Jelly. Ay, ano.
Totoo, last episode. That's it for Jelly.
Ayan, mag-decide na po. Ang council.
We'll see you never.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.